Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again, and I greet you in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. That name that's above every name, friend. That name, friend, that's above every name, that's high and holy. I greet you in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior, and I want Him to be yours. He can be yours. In fact, the Word of God tells us He came to be yours, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Luke 19 and 10 tells us that very quickly and very clearly. And I'll tell you, I want Him to be your Savior. Look, you're running out of time. We're running out of time. We are running out of time. The Word of God teaches us that Jesus is coming back again. And I believe He's coming back soon. And listen, when things start happening, they're going to happen very rapidly. In fact, the church is going to be raptured when it is. It'll be in a moment of the twinkling of an eye. And oh, if you're left behind, friend, it'll be sad. It'll be bad. It really will. I don't want to be here when the church is gone. I absolutely don't want to be here when the church is gone, and neither should you be. Well, I've opened my Bible to the book of Proverbs, one of the book of wisdom, and I'm going to be reading out of chapter 1, beginning about verse 20, and I'll read more verses today than I normally read, but I believe I need to do that because I'm going to give a warning to you. I'm going to give a warning to those of you that are lost and undone. And listen, friend, you may have started the day in the lost column, but you could end the day in the right column, in the saved column. David's going to talk to you about heaven awaits, and it does for those who trust the Lord, for those who serve the Lord. Why don't you become one of those who does today? I'll be back in a moment.
One day my labor down here will be o'er. On Zion's ship I'll step aboard. I'll soon be sailing across that stormy sea where heaven waits me. Heaven awaits those whose trust is in the Lord. Heaven awaits those who believe. It's not a fairy tale, I know it must be real.
Thank you, Debbie. What a beautiful song. What a beautiful job. Sir, ma'am, can I ask you something? What's awaiting you when this life is over? Look, it's going to pass one of these days. It is going to pass one of these days. Listen, one of these days your name will be called. I mean to tell you, the Bible tells us it's appointed unto man once to die. One of these days you'll die. One of these days life will ebb out of you. It'll either go out of you slowly or quickly. And let me ask you, what awaits you on the other side of that thing called death? That great divide, friend, called death. Listen, we're going to live on somewhere. We're going to live on somewhere, and I believe with all of my heart God has put us together today so that you, one more time, maybe it's your last time, maybe it's your first time, hopefully it's the right time, your best time, when you'll submit and surrender and say, hey, I'm an eternal being. I've got a soul. I'm body, soul, and spirit. I'm going to live somewhere. I better get ready to live in the right place, in the right way, for the right amount of time. And hey, by the way, it's all eternity. There'll be some people who live for eternity. There'll be other people that will die for eternity. Some people exist. The other will live. And the choice is yours today. Where will you spend eternity? How will your eternity be, friend? Listen. Oh, listen, friend. Listen to the Spirit of God. Heaven awaits those who put their trust in the Lord. But there's an awful place called hell. A place prepared for the devil and his angels. A place where you'll not be welcome, but it'll have room for you if you choose to reject Christ as your Savior. Now look, I want to be as simple as I can. I want to say this as easy as I can. Listen, there's a heaven to gain, there's a hell to shun. There's a heaven for people who are saved, but there's no pretty good place for pretty good people. If you reject Christ as your Savior, and I don't care what the world says, I don't care what their philosophy is, listen, Jesus didn't say, I am a truth. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You either come to Him, you come to the Father through Him, or you don't get there at all. You say, preacher, that's dogmatic. Yeah, it is. Life and death's dogmatic. The cross of Calvary is dogmatic. The borrowed tomb that Jesus had that's now empty is dogmatic. The throne that He occupies, where He sits, and bless God, from whence He sent the Spirit of God out of the world to convict men of their sin and to convince them of their need of Jesus, that's pretty dogmatic. Listen to what the Word of God says, the book of Proverbs, one of the books of wisdom. I'm going to begin reading in verse 20. I'm going to begin reading in verse 20, and listen. I'm going to ask you to think about where or how wisdom speaks. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the street. Look, when I preach, I get loud. That bothers some people in this day of pansy religion, this day of preachers preaching sermonettes to Christianettes. Don't want to be upset, but bless God, listen. I've been called to be a herald, H-E-A-R-L-D, of the gospel. I am to give the King's message. I'm to be a crier. I'm to warn people. I'm to wake people. I'm to woo people by the grace of God. And wisdom cries. Wisdom cries, and I'm crying today. Hey, friend, I want you to know it's the voice of wisdom speaking, not Tom Price speaking, and it speaks out in loud tones. It rings in such a way that everybody could hear. Look what she says. She crieth in the places, the chief places of concourse, in the openings of the gates, in the city, she uttereth her voice. That's where she cries. That's where she cries. She cries in crowded places, in public places. She cries to busy people. She cries, friend, wherever people are doing business, wherever people are at. Oh, you know the gospel is for the common man. This Word of God that I hold in my hand, this King James Bible, is Word of God, from God to man that's lost and undone. It's a Word of salvation. It's a Word of warning. It's a Word of deliverance. It's a Word of grace and goodness and glory. Hey, I could go on and on and on about what the Word of God is. I'll tell you what, listen, if you don't accept it as your means of salvation, as that message of salvation, bless God, you'll see it stand against you as a form of judgment. Listen, the Word of God will either stand for you or against you. And wisdom is crying. She's pleading, if you will. She's lifting up her voice. She's causing, she's doing her best to cause you to stop and look and listen and to consider. And she does it in the chief places. She does it in the comings and the goings, the rising ups and the sittings down. She does doesn't care who's there and who is not there. Wisdom speaks, friend. Anywhere and everywhere man finds himself, any place, friend, the high places, the low places, wisdom speaks. And she goes on to say, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? How long will the scorner delight in their scorning? How long will the fools hate knowledge? Listen, wisdom cries. She cries everywhere, and she cries to everyone. She cries to the simple ones. She cries to the scorner, and she cries to the fools. Oh, sinner man, I know what it is to hear the gospel. I know what it is to come under conviction. I know what it is to sit under the power of the Word of God being preached. I know what it is to have the Spirit of God convict me. Not only when I'm in a congregation where a man of God is preaching and the people are singing and praying and worshiping. I know what it is to come under conviction in the midst of a night when I'd be awakened, bless God, suddenly with some noise, and I'd have the dread of hell upon me. I'd have the dread of eternity to consume me. I'd have the fear of standing before a righteous God, unprepared. Oh, sinner friend. Oh, sinner friend, God's calling to you today. Matters not your knowledge. Matters not your success. Matters not your name. Matters not your gender. Hey, wisdom is calling today. It's not Tom Price. I'm just the vehicle. I'm just the avenue. I'm just the conduit. But it is the Spirit of God. It is the Word of God. It is the work of God. It is the will of God calling you. Calling you, sir, individually. Calling all of you. Collectively, he is calling today, and he calls, listen again, to the simple, to the scorner, and to the fool. And you know what? Listen, friend. You know what? Hey, he speaks, does he not? Hey, the wisdom of God speaks, and you say, what does it say? Listen, it says, turn you at my reproof. He said, behold, he said, I will pour out my Spirit upon you. I will make my words known unto you. I'm going to talk to you today for a little while. Time is quickly going by, but I'm going to talk to you about going to hell in spite of. There are people that are dying lost today. They're dying lost. They're going to a Christless eternity. They're going to a devil's hell. They're going out to that lake of fire that burns with fire and brimstone forever and ever, where there's darkness, where there's weeping and wailing, and where there's gnashing of teeth. They're going to a place where they'll pay for their sins for eternity, and they'll never get their sin paid for. They're going to that place that Paul wrote about when he said, it's the second death. Oh, sinner friend, and yet wisdom is crying out to you today. And wisdom is throwing roadblocks in your way. Wisdom is warning you today. Wisdom is wooing you today. Oh, listen, won't you listen? Turn, he said. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my Spirit unto you. I will make my words known unto you. But look at what he says. Listen, can I tell you something? Nobody dies lost without knowing they can be saved. I believe that. I never will forget when I was studying in Via Bethany down in Hodgesville, Alabama, doing long distance studying like many, many people do. Well, I was doing it when it wasn't really the chick thing to do. They were just ahead of the curve. But can I tell you this, friend? I was studying with them, and I come to realize some things. Thank God, I come to realize some things about the truths of the Word of God, about witnessing and about winning people and about what the Word of God can do. And I'm telling you, friend, I'm telling you, you need to, sir. You need to, ma'am, flee the wrath to come. He said, because I have called it, ye have refused. accused. I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have said it not, all my counsels and would, none of my reproof. Listen, no man goes to hell. No man goes to hell without a warning. You see, like I was telling you, when I was studying through Bethany, and I began to look at theology, which is the study of God, like Christology is the study of Christ. You know what the Word of God never does? It never tries to convince man that God is. It just proclaims that God is. And one of the arguments, bless God, for the existence of God is the fact that man everywhere throughout the world worships God. Hey, they have that innate desire. They have that built-in desire, bless God, to satisfy, to satisfy a longing of their heart and a longing of their soul. Hey, listen, friend, nobody goes to hell without the sun rising and setting on them, without the stars sparkling and twinkling above them, without the heavens declaring the glory of God, is what I'm saying. There's something in man that God has put within them. It is a witness. It is a divine witness, undeniable. It is a divine witness, eternal, that there is a God. I'll tell you, friend, listen. God has put that in man. And if that weren't enough, He sent the Spirit back into the world. Now listen, let me tell you something. After Jesus died, He ascended, took His place, position at the right hand of the Father. But when He did, the Holy Spirit came into this world to convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment to come. And may I say to you, listen now, where the written Word has not gone. Hey, listen, friend, the living Word has gone, and with it has come the Spirit of God. I'll tell you, friend, listen. You see a beautiful sunset, and you know there must be a God. You look at the order, friend, such of the order of man, of creation, even the different systems in man. I want you to know there is a divine testimony, even within man, that there is a God. But look now, He said, because I have called you, refused. Look at verse 26. I will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you. Oh, sir, ma'am, haven't you had enough distress in this life? Haven't you seen enough destruction? Oh, don't you know enough of desolation this side of the grave to make you want to come to Christ? Have to make you want to run to God and say, oh, Father, have mercy on me in light of what Christ did at Calvary. I'm telling you, friend, listen, if you reject the call of God, if you say no to the advances of the Spirit of God, if you say no to good sense in your conscience that God has placed within you, if you refuse, friend, listen, if you turn back the convicting power of the Spirit and say, leave me alone, leave me be, I'll tell you, you'll live to regret it one day. You'll live to regret it. When your fear grips you, that eternal fear, when that desolation and destruction and distress comes upon you, you'll live to regret it. Sir, ma'am, I'm asking you today to flee the wrath to come. You say, why? Well, look now, you can laugh now, but you won't laugh then. The Bible says that when your fear cometh, when your desolation cometh, when your distress cometh, then they'll call upon me. Oh, you'll call, there's going to be a day. There's going to be a day that every knee shall bow. There's going to be a day when every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. But can I tell you, sir, can I tell you, ma'am, with a broken heart and with a troubled spirit, that won't be a good time for you. And the Bible says then they will call. There's going to be a day that you'll answer God's call. You may have not answered it in the past to salvation. You may not answer it today, that call to salvation. That there's going to be a day God will call you. He'll call you to death. He'll call you to judgment. And then He'll consign you to eternity somewhere. And the Bible says, then they shall call upon Me. But I will not answer. Look, friend, listen. The wisdom of God is available. The work of God, listen, is sufficient. God's grace is available. He is long-suffering. But listen, let me warn you. There's a day and a time coming when grace will find its end for the lost man and woman. I mean to tell you, grace is eternal. Do you hear? I mean, it's available. It's rich. It's wonderful. It's abundant. It is abounding. God is the God of all grace. But I'll tell you what. You refuse Him, He'll refuse me. You don't want anything to do with God? Listen, He'll let you have your own way. But there'll be time in your life that you'll wish that wasn't so. Then you'll call upon you, but God said, I'll not answer. It says, they shall seek Me early, but they won't find Me. And you say, why, preacher? Here it is. For they that hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. He said the fear of the Lord in verse 7 of the same chapter of Proverbs 1 is the beginning of knowledge. It's the beginning of wisdom over in chapter, I don't know where it's at, 10 and 7 or 10 and 9. But look, it goes on in verse 30 and said, they would none of My counsel. They despised all My reproof. And look, therefore, He said, therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own ways and shall be filled with their own devices. Oh, I think quickly as I think about that verse, the Holy Spirit sparks my memory to a passage over in the Revelation, and it is chapter 22, and my, at the end, you know what God said? The Bible says in verse 11 of chapter 22 of the Revelation, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. Now this is in the end. This is in the end when Jesus said, behold, I come quickly. Meaning that when these things begin to come to pass in the last days, it will happen very rapidly. But, friend, listen now. The door is open. Now the day of grace is still in place. Now is the time of salvation. Today is your day of deliverance. Now is the accepted time if you'll call upon Him. But the Bible says, therefore, shall they eat of the fruit of their own ways and be filled with their own devices. Can I tell you what, friend, listen? Hell is an awful place. Do you know that? There was a man by the name of Carl Hatch, and I'll probably not do justice to what I'm going to say is the truth about him. But one day he and another preacher friend was out and about, and they'd run into some old biker types. Now, he just represents a sinner, so I'm not picking on any one group, but he was just bragging about how he and his friends would party in hell, and what a grand time that they would have. And old Carl Hatch told his friend, said, watch this. He went over to that biker and got him by the arm and said, buddy, I've been listening to what you said. I'd like to pray for you. And that old guy let out an oath and said, go ahead, preacher. Pray all you want. I could care less. And old Carl began to pray. He said, now, dear God, I'll tell you what I want you to do to this man. I want you to strike him dead right now. Lord, just take him. Just let him drop with a heart attack or a bone. About that time, that biker dressed up, that old biker with tattoos and leather jackets and in rebellion a few minutes ago said, hey, wait just a minute, preacher. You're crazy. Don't pray a prayer like that. The Bible said, therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own ways and shall be filled with their errors. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them. The prosperity of the fools shall destroy them. And look at verse 33. But he said, but listen, there's hope today, sinner friend. There's hope. There is hope. Listen, you can go to hell in spite of the Word of God, the Spirit of God, the blood of Jesus, the preaching of the gospel, the church. You can go to hell in spite of your conscience, your mom and dad, grandparents' prayer, good sense, opportunity after opportunity. You can go to hell if you choose. But whoso hearkeneth unto Me shall dwell safely and she'll be quiet from the fear of evil. April the 23rd, 1974, I woke on that morning headed to hell. But thank God, by the grace of God, before the day ended, I found my way to the way of heaven. I knelt at an altar. I repented of my sins. And I said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. And you know what God did? God saved me. He was merciful to me, a sinner. Isn't that wonderful? I'm telling you, friend, listen. God wants to save you. But whosoever, listen now, whosoever, listen, he said, but whoso hearkeneth, I shall dwell safely. Run to Calvary right now. Run to Christ and show I'm a sinner. I know you died for me. I want you to save me so I can live for you and then live with you. Would you do that? The Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Run to him, sir. Run to him, man. Do it right now and do it for Christ's sake. And your good old Father saved that man, woman, boy, and girl calling on you now. Put the fear of God upon them and then cleanse them by the blood that was shed at Calvary by your Son in His name. Amen.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at this same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TOMANDDEBBIE at inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.
Your foundation stands upon